For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Levi Moltoman. Three of the University of Missouri's campuses are showing signs of increased enrollment for the fall semester. Jonathan All reports the news comes as schools are hoping to bring back students as COVID-19 vaccinations increase.
Compared to this time last year, the number of incoming freshmen who have accepted admission and put down a deposit is up 10% at UMSL and up more than 25% at UMKC and Missouri S&T. S&T Chancellor Mo Degani says his campus is bucking the national trend.
Our enrollment is higher despite the fact that, you know, there is a significant downtrend nationally. On the average, national universities are down by 15%.
Mizzou's numbers are closer to the national average and are down 13%. All four campuses are seeing double-digit growth in transfer students. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All.
The Missouri tourist town of Branson is ditching its mask mandate early after electing a new mayor who ran on a platform that called for doing away with masks. Newly elected Mayor Larry Milton said that the city heard your voices loud and clear after the Board of Aldermen voted 6-0 last night to repeal the public masking ordinance effective Friday. The ordinance was first enacted July 31st after extensive discussion amid rising COVID-19 case counts. Last month, the Board of Aldermen voted 4-2 to repeal it, but delayed implementation until May 24th to allow Branson's tourism industry an opportunity to vaccinate its frontline workers. The St. Louis County Council, in a split vote, has declared it has no confidence in County Police Chief Mary Barton. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the council's 4-3 vote yesterday fell along party lines. The non-binding resolution condemned Barton's leadership, saying the chief was incapable of leading the St. Louis County Police Department in the right direction. The move follows widely publicized complaints of racial misconduct within the department and allegations of retaliation against officers who raised concerns. Barton has served as chief of the department for about a year. Leaders of a nearly all-white Northwest Missouri school district have narrowly voted to keep the high school's Savages nickname, but will phase out the use of Native American imagery. The Maryville Daily Forum reports that the Savannah R3 Board of Education's 4-3 vote yesterday came after months of dueling petitions and heated debates. Activists, including those that originally petitioned the board last summer to change the mascot, hope to have the name and image eradicated. But many residents wanted nothing to change, and one board member walked out of the meeting after failing to stop the removal of Native American imagery. I'm Levi Moltoman, KBIA News, Columbia.